92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite, every Friday at 7:45. It is Chamber Chat. Oh, you like that little jingle? Chamber Chat. April Tripp, Director of Programs and Events in the WGHN studio. How are you?
Very good. How about you?
Good. You staying warm?
No, but I'm trying.
It's bad. I know. My gosh, it's cold. I'm wearing snow pants. You're here to talk about all kinds of things that are happening with the Chamber, so have at it.
Yes. Yeah, the big one I was going to talk about is our Economic Forecast Breakfast for Northwest Ottawa County.
Ooh.
Yes, that is coming up on... I almost said November for some reason.
Oh my
February
gosh.
February 3rd.
February 3rd. Yes. So what is that all about? What's that like?
Yeah, so Dr. Paul Isley from Grand Valley State University comes in and he gives a economic forecast built for just our area.
Okay.
So he does one every year for Muskegon, for example. And if you go to both, they are going to be completely different.
Uh-huh.
Because just, you know, that 15, 20 minute span of time, completely different economy and everything.
Isn't it?
So,
yeah.
So he polls local businesses, business owners, finds out how they're feeling about the economy, how things compare to the previous year, what they're thinking is going to happen. And it is crazy how spot on he is.
Wow. Really?
Yes. I like to say, except for 2020, because nobody saw that coming.
Well, no one saw that coming. Right. Right.
You can actually look, and he is always so close to what it actually turns out being. So it's something you do not want to miss out on.
And you have it, you hold it at the Trillium Event Center because it's such a great event. So many people come.
Oh,
so,
yes.
And that's from 7:30 to 9:30 on the 3rd of February. I'll make sure I put a link in there in the podcast so people can just click on that and get all the details. Hey, you're here, so I'm going to ask you something.
Oh. Always.
Submit a nomination for the annual Chamber Celebration Awards 2026.
Yes.
Can I talk to you about that?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay, what's that about?
Yes. Yeah, so starting last year, we created some awards to thank some local businesses. So we have different categories, including small business, medium, large. And then we also have just created one for nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go on the website and nominate businesses for each of those categories. And we just want to thank businesses that go above and beyond and really help our local, you know, talk about economic forecast purpose, helping our economy, helping with staffing, helping with especially our nonprofits. The amount of nonprofits that we have in this area
is unbelievable.
What they do is just incredible. And you want to thank them and showcase them.
Okay.
So you can go on there. They do need to be chamber members.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are unsure, if you go on grandhavenchamber.org, we have a member directory. Everyone's listed right in there.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Okay. How did the Chamber Bash go last night?
Oh, absolutely amazing.
Oh, was it fun?
American Dunes is always just such an incredible
spot. I've heard. Yeah, I've never been there. I know I've got to get out there.
Oh my gosh.
I've got to get out there for sure. And then after this, you're headed over to the early bird breakfast. Lady, you just don't stop.
Yes.
What else are you working on? Now, the last time we talked, I'm trying to remember, you were working on the art festival. You still?
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me. So nominations are open for the art festival.
Okay.
Those close, I believe, on February 15th.
Ah.
And then also we are accepting we're accepting applications for the vendors, for food vendors as well. And so if you have a food truck, you can go ahead and apply to be one of the food trucks because we have over 40,000 people come down during the art festival.
It's amazing. And it's June 26th to the 28th.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And and you need volunteers. I remember last year we talked about this and I think I saw you one of those days and you were hauling all this stuff. So if there's like any parents listening out there and you've got a kid that's going to be a senior, say in 2026, going into the school year and they need volunteer hours, this is something they could do.
Well, and how much fun is it anyways? You're downtown Grand Haven in the summer, enjoying the awesome weather because we always guarantee chamber weather.
Mm-hmm.
And you can help out with so many different ways. You can pull the snack wagon around.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an absolute blast. My kids did it last year and they absolutely loved it. You can booth sit if somebody needs to step away from a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You can just hang out in their booth, check out their amazing artwork. And it's just, it's an amazing time. And if you're a local business, wear your logo t-shirt.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Advertise yourself.
Yes, exactly.
Hey,
too.
Josh and Jace, those TikTok stars.
Yes.
I reached out to them, I don't know how many times, but wouldn't it be cool if they just rolled up into the chamber today or something, you know?
Oh my gosh, that would be. I've been seeing them everywhere, you know.
Hasn't that been fun?
On. Yes, so I can't wait to see where they're, I don't know if they're here today.
I don't know. They were at Hope College Wednesday night. They went to a Hope College football game. I thought they were headed to Metro Detroit, and they still haven't been to the UP. That's a whole nother, you know.
And especially in the winter. I know. I'm fascinated.
I just thought it was so cool, though, all the love they were giving West Michigan. As the chamber, you got to love that.
Yes, definitely.
You got to love that. Anything else that we need to go over that's coming up that's in the wings here?
I think the other one would be our networking at noon on January 27th at the Holiday Inn.
Okay.
This is always one of my favorite events. I always like to talk about if you are nervous, like I was when I first came to the chamber, and you're scared talking to people. Mm-hmm. It's like speed dating for networking. You sit at a table, each of you have 2 minutes to talk about yourself, hand out business cards, next person goes, and then you go to another table. So you get to meet a lot of people very, very quickly and build those relationships. So it's, especially if you are a new business or you haven't been to a lot of events, this is one you are not going to want to miss out on.
That would be good. You're right. That would be a good thing to go to. Yeah. Okay. Very cool. Lots of things going on with the chamber, and I'm speaking at the chamber event today, and people are like, well, how do you stay on the air and go do that? It's magic. It's magic.
I am so excited. I can't wait to hear you.
Geez. Yeah, I'll talk about radio. No, I've learned so. Here's the thing. I've learned so much about the chamber and what you do. I had no idea. How would I know? I'm a disc jockey. I don't know. I've learned so much about the chamber and how you're involved in business and making business growing and those connections, how important those connections are. Oh, I had no idea.
Yes. It's all about relationships.
It really is. Yes. It really, really is. Well, you know what, April? We're one day closer to summer.
Yes, we are.
One day closer to summer.
Yes.
Have a great weekend.
You as well.
Stay warm. It's another edition of Chamber Chat.